This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with a very special guest, Congressman G.T. Thompson, Chair of the House Committee on Agriculture. And I know so many people are cheering for you on the ag side of things.
The important thing that you should do when you're serving in public office is really to establish relationships and networks. And that's just not inside the Capitol. That's throughout your congressional district. And for me, it's throughout the agriculture industry. And I like to legislate by what I call the outside in. When you legislate from the inside out, which is normally what you do, you get a bunch of people in one room who are inside the Beltway of Washington. You know, you write a bill, hopefully you pass the bill, and then you go outside and try to convince everyone else that's the best thing since sliced bread. That is not the way I operate. I operate from the outside in, meeting with people. My travels have taken me to, at least 40 different states and one territory, talking agriculture and the diversity of American agriculture. And it has allowed me, really, to take those voices, to bring them to the table in what I call a tripartisan way. That's bringing Republicans, Democrats, and the people of American agriculture to the table, their voices. And as a result of that, we came up with a great farm bill, the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2024.
Just give us a little update on where that farm bill is at.
And it passed out of committee with bipartisan votes. It's a bipartisan bill. It's got 40 provisions that were just led by Democrats. I'm a Republican. I didn't put them into the farm bill just because I was trying to win a vote. I'd never do that. I vetted those provisions, and they put the farm back in the farm bill. 140 measures are led by at least one Republican, one Democrat, then a whole passel of Republican-led provisions. And so, hoping to get to the House floor. At the same time, we are talking with the other three corners, Chairwoman Stabenow, the Senate ranking member Bozeman, and my ranking member David Scott, about pre-conferencing. Our goal and our commitment is we will get this done by the end of the calendar year. The current farm bill expires the end of September, but because of the nature of these agriculture programs, by harvest season or calendar year, there's no real significant harm to wait until the end of the calendar year. We don't want to have to do an extension. We want to get our job done, and I appreciate the fact that the other three corners have really showed a commitment to that.
A lot of folks in the dairy industry, whether in production, agriculture, or agribusiness, tell them what's in it for dairy.
Sure. As someone who's came from a long line of dairy farmers, that's my farming heritage. Dairy is really important to me. As I travel around the country, I introduce myself as having milk with sawdust in it flowing through my veins. And so there's a lot of good stuff in here. I got a waiver from the Education Workforce Committee chair in order to attach my bill, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids, which would restore an option of whole milk and flavor back in our schools, giving our kids a better nutritional choice and a better tasting milk. I think that is probably the single most important thing that we could do, but it's not the only thing we've done. Recognizing when we have consolidation of dairy farms, surviving farms get a little bigger. And so this bill increases the amount of pounds that you can have insured from 5 million to 6 million pounds. We update, the cost factors. Right now we're dealing with cost factors that go back about 14 years. And so they're outdated, so we'll do real-time costs as we look at the costs of corn and soybeans, alfalfa. We put incentives there for, the purchase of and the utilization of whole milk, and really focusing on class one in our pocketbooks of our American farmers when it comes to dairy farming, the class one price that they get. I say I like to use what God has given me, and that's two ears and one mouth. So I try to spend twice as much time listening as I do speaking.
Congressman G.T. Thompson, it's been our pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good seeing you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The latest rulemaking steps to enhance price discovery and fairness in cattle markets under the Packers and Stockyards Act. USDA Senior Advisor Andy Green.
These are ideas we want to get impact from everyone in the industry and public. And so it'll be available up on the Federal Register, regulations.gov. You certainly find information about it right now at AMS's Fair and Competitive Markets webpage.
The focus of comments is on potential interventions to develop new benchmarks for what are called alternative marketing agreements, the use of regional cash or spot prices as base prices for fed cattle formula pricing agreements, as well as trading using AMA benchmarks. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.